All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Kitzur writes, again, this is in Simen Ayin Beis. So the Kitzur writes, B'chol Erev Shabbos, this is interesting. B'chol Erev Shabbos, Yifash Shish V'ma'asov. Every Erev Shabbos, a person should leave. Yifash Shish V'ma'asov means a person should do a cheshbon nefesh. A person should introspect. And a person should examine and inspect their deeds. V'yis Orer B'tshuva. A person should awaken themselves in tshuva. L'takin kala kilkulim sha'asa b'sheishes yimei b'reishes. To go ahead and to almost contemplate, to reflect back on the week that has just passed, and to figure out how to go ahead and fix that which has gone wrong. It's an incredible yisod. So first off, for us it sounds so count, if there's one day that doesn't lend itself to any level of introspection or inner quietude, usually it's Erev Shabbos, especially this time of year. Yet the Kitzur says the way to end off the week is to take a few moments to introspect, to ask myself what went right, what went wrong, where was I matzliach, where did I fail, where was I uplifted, where did I fall? Again, just to take the time to reflect back on the week, which accomplishes two things. Number one, it forces us to be introspective people. But number two, it also begins to lay the foundation for the coming week. Because the only way not to repeat the mistakes of last week in the coming week is to identify the mistakes that I have made and to try ultimately again to rectify them going forward. Therefore, says Kitzur, the first step in that ultimately is taking time on Erev Shabbos for introspection and tshuva. Ki Erev Shabbos kolo kol yimei shavua. Because Erev Shabbos Friday encompasses the entire week. It's almost like the sof, the end of the week, somehow captures the essence of the entirety of the week. If one does tshuva at the end of the week, one is able to atone for the week before it. Kimo Sher Rosh Chodesh Kol Kol HaChodesh. Now this is interesting. He says the same way that Erev Rosh Chodesh has the ability to go ahead and compensate for the entire last month. We have this idea, you know, in general, in Gemara, there's a machlokes of HaKol Holich Achar HaSof, so the success of any endeavor, does it depend how you begin or does it depend on how you end? So of course the simple answer is it's both. But again, the Kitzur says over here, it really goes after how you end. So even if a person went ahead and did not maximize the week, but a person ends off in a state of introspection, a state of tshuva, that atones for the rest of the week. Much in the same way that if one did not maximize their month, but the last day of the month, a person goes there, takes time to introspect and improve, that uplifts the month in its entirety as well.